Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. As always, I strongly encourage everyone to go on the Devil Radio website, download our app, or go to the Apple Google or Google Store and download our app. Sit in a chair and go, Alexa, enable Devil Radio. And then you say, Alexa, play Devil Radio. Take Devil Radio with you 24/7, wherever you go, listen to your favorite shows. While you're at it, click on the link that says Support Devil Radio. There are more than 80 broadcasts going out every day, questioning our elections, their integrity, attacking our democracy. Devil Radio and the Shaw are the strongest voices standing up for our democracy. We go to the lines. The lines are alive, and do not hang up. I'll get to you in order. Terry of the North Woods, you're number one, my friend. What's on your mind today, Terry?
Well, I want to tell you a story about a gentleman I have coffee with, Matt, up here. His daughter, or granddaughter, went to UMD, okay, pre-med, and then she got into med school, okay? So she had an opportunity to go to Madison and get, do the University of Wisconsin-Madison med school there. So the way I understood him telling it, she visited there, didn't like what she saw, stayed with UMD, University of Minnesota Duluth, and went with that medical school program. So I don't know what she saw, but that goes into what you're talking about, Matt, that these Republicans have gutted the UW-Madison or UW system so bad that that turned that girl off. So she stayed with UMD's program, medical program. So
yeah, that's very valuable testimony, because I'll tell you why. That's a good example. We had one of the premier systems in the entire country, Terry, and they're just dragging it down, and they're doing it sneakily. You remember that Walker tried to change the job, the image of the thing to simply be a training ground for Wisconsin businesses. Then he had to back off. They snuck in the back door, and they're just dragging the UW system down. It's a very terrible thing, what's occurred. Very terrible. Going next in line, Bill of Oconomowoc, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's your mind today, Bill?
Good morning, Matt. Kind of a good news day that I wanted to pass along to the listeners. Last night, Jen Psaki, boy, that lady Biden has working for her, she deserves a raise. She talked about Mitch McConnell already bad-mouthing Biden's choice for Supreme Court when he didn't even know who it was. And she said her exact words, he obliterates all credibility. And that's perfect. And here's some other really good news. In the latest Marquette poll, Biden is leading Trump by 10 points. I believe we're in a point where we're going to turn and see a lot of good news. Here's some more good news. Guess who's running against our friend Ron Johnson? Alex Lazary, I think I say it right. He's a part owner in the Bucks. I heard the man speak. Oh, he is just going to mop the floor with Johnson. Right. I mean, he's intelligent. He's credible. He's a businessman. Johnson, you better get out while the getting's good, because it's going to get ugly. You don't want to debate this guy. You're done before you walk to the podium. So all good news. You guys have a great weekend. Have a beer on me, and we'll talk to you Monday.
All right, Bill. Good to hear from you. Thanks a lot. Appreciate it. Good news. Next, we're going to go to CJ of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, CJ?
Hey there, Matt. Speaking of the Supreme Court, and Mitch McConnell just said, don't give away the key role to the radical left to try to choose. Well, I think he already did that. He's giving the assignment to Vice President Harris, and she's done such a great job on the border. She'll do a fabulous job picking a Supreme Court nominee. And that is basically what Mitch McConnell is saying. It's not about the best qualified. They're just trying to extend affirmative action to the Supreme Court. And it's basically to deflect from all of Biden and Harris's failures, such as Afghanistan, inflation, the border, Ukraine, China, Russia, Iran, crime, you name it. They've failed, and this is basically to extend social justice to the Supreme Court instead of the letter of the law, which it's supposed to be.
CJ, a couple of things. I think you mixed a few things up. He did not turn it over to Kamala Harris. Some people, if they're saying that, that's just not right. Joe Biden's going to make the selection, and it's going to be the most qualified person. That's number one. Number two, you threw out a whole litany of stuff. Trump, when he was in, think about this. He was afraid of Putin, subservient to Putin. He's the one that recognized the Taliban, let them take over the country again. He's the one that squeezed the Afghan government out of the Vienna talks. He's the one that told the Afghan government, release 5,000 ISIS and Al-Qaeda people to kill people in Afghanistan. This is the guy who ginned up the insurrection where police officers were beaten, five people died. That's the deal. That's the deal. Moscow Mitch, and it's not just Moscow Mitch. Ron Johnson said yesterday he would not support any nominee by Biden. It didn't matter what gender, color, race, or anything. That's the reality of what the Republican Party is doing. They simply want to shut Biden down. They do not care about the United States. I appreciate your point of view. I like it when you call in. Occasionally you have stuff that I think I like to talk about, but this one I think is a no-brainer. Kamala Harris is not picking it. Joe Biden's picking the nominee, and the Republicans would turn down George Washington himself if he were picked as the nominee, because they simply want to injure the Biden administration. But thanks for calling. We're going back to the lines. Dick of Madison, my friend. What's on your mind today, Dick?
Well, real quick, too, on the good news front, the GDP number. But something I heard James Carville talking about this morning, or not him, yesterday at some point, they were talking about it. And the Democrats wasting time and money on races they know they can't win, such as the one with Mitch McConnell and Lindsey Graham, and going on and on about down ballot stuff. Now, I agree with that, but how fast do you think? I remember the election with Lindsey Graham. He was way down in the polls, only about a week and a half out, and he was squealing like a stuck pig. And then suddenly, all of a sudden, miraculously, he wins big. How come the Democrats don't pull some of the same nonsense? How fast do you think Republicans would be crying if they'd say, oh, wait a minute, how could that be? Let's challenge the election of Lindsey Graham. You know,
right. No, that's a good point. Well, how about 2000 when the Supreme Court stopped the recount in Florida, said that George
Correct.
W. Bush won with 500 votes, and it was a Republican Supreme Court, and in the audit afterwards, it showed that Gore had actually won it, and he won nationally by 500,000. You think the Republicans would have said something about that? That was fraud. That was a fraudulent decision by the U.S. Supreme Court. You have to understand something, that when the Republicans get into judgeships, they will benefit the Republican Party if they're appointed by Republicans. So, no, you're absolutely right. And we're going to keep fighting. Thanks for calling in, Dick. Next up is Wisco Paul, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's your mind today, Wisco Paul?
Good morning, man. Happy Friday to you. Thanks for taking my call, as always. There's a couple of people that are the worst Republicans I've ever witnessed in my short lifetime in this state. One of them is Gailman, and the worst assembly leader I've ever witnessed is Voss. They're both corrupt. And as long as I'm on this subject, Ron Johnson, Rojo, Russian Ron, whatever you want to call him, does not deserve re-election in this state, because he is not for the working people. He's just an awful, awful man. And he's done things already Trump-like. So I just wanted to get that out on a Friday. Rojo, you are the worst senator in my lifetime. Thanks, Matt.
Good for you, Paul. Well, let me tell you something. He's also the guy, when they had the majority, he was the chairman of the subcommittee in the Senate on Homeland Security. They asked him, do you trust the FBI and the CIA? He said, no, I don't. But he trusts Trump, Putin, and then inferentially the KGB, because Putin was a colonel in the KGB. You cannot have pro-Russian people in the Senate. And we have pro-Russian Republicans in the Senate. It's very dangerous. Very, very dangerous. Well, the time we have in this segment, there is a huge development. With the DNR, I want to get to you right away. There was a business lobby that sued the DNR because they didn't even want wastewater tested for Forever Chemicals because they said Voss and the Republicans hadn't authorized it. A judge just came down and said, no, you can test it. DNR, you can test it. But you can't do anything to clean it up without the rules being approved by Voss and the Republicans. And Voss and the Republicans have said they're not going to get to it. They're going to put it in committee and study it. In other words, in this state right now, because of lame duck, these regulations having to be approved by Voss and the Republicans are part of lame duck that a Republican Supreme Court endorsed, we can't clean up Forever Chemicals. It's seen as a big liberal innovation that we can even test for them. Businesses in the state didn't want the DNR to even look at their wastewater. Judge said, no, you can look at the wastewater, but you can't do anything about it unless you get sign off from the Republican legislature. And Voss smirks. And he said, well, we'll think about it. We'll get around to it. Not anytime soon. Forever Chemicals are coming on to almost half the counties in the state. They've been found, including Milwaukee and Dane County, La Crosse, Eau Claire, up around Rhinelander, over in Marinette. And let me tell you something. There are rivers, there are lakes in this state that it's not safe to fish in and eat all the fish you take out. And some of them, they go, you can eat a fish a week, a month. I don't want to be eating any fish that have carcinogens in them. Deer drink this water. Animals drink this water. Crops nourished by this water. And Wisconsin won't do anything because of lame duck, even though Evers is the governor, and even though Evers has appointed new people in the DNR. And in the old days, you didn't require the legislature to approve every rule out of the DNR. Very serious thing. You think you're a hunter? You think you're a fisherman? You think you're a Republican? You want to fish in cancer streams? Increasingly, that's what's happening. Very sad. We're going to a break. Line's still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Talking about your Madison shoes. We got a thing we call the